Blog Talk Radio.
Looking for something different? Looking for something fun? Join Dan every Monday on the Freedomizer Network, 9 to 10:30 Pacific, noon to 1:30 Eastern, for Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, Dan Ellison. The show about everything and nothing at all.
Do you want to hear the truth about New York State and beyond? I'm Diana.
And I'm Dean.
Join us Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. until 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we'll talk about everything New York State and beyond.
Yeah, nationwide news and local news and the tyranny that's going on here in New York State and what the Democrats are doing across the country, too.
We're going to talk about just about everything. Join us Thursdays, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, D&D delivering the truth in New York State and beyond. See you then.
We talk a lot about the kingdom here, and we talk a lot about what most churches are afraid to talk about or don't even know to talk about, which is what the first century church was really doing. But just talking about it is not enough. We encourage everybody to join us in their local neighborhoods, in their local communities, to find out more about what they can do to seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Gather with others who are already starting this road or starting to turn around and do things differently. Join us on thelivingnetwork.org or at hisholychurch.org. Go to the network links. Or go to preparingyou.com, join the network there. It's all the same, and we'll try to hook you up with people in your local area. They will not be perfect. They don't walk on water. They are not necessarily saints, but they are talking about seeking the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And join us on Facebook, facebook.com, His Holy Church, all one word. Join us there. We'll give you updates so you can start doing some studying and thinking about these things and start looking into these things for yourselves. But it's just not enough to sit and listen or to talk about or to say. You must become a doer of the word.
Okay, class, we want to talk about what we learned during the lockdown. The first question is, what did we learn during the quarantine, kids? Susie,
that government overreach is real.
What about you, Johnny?
We went from home of the brave to home of the government slave.
And you, Michael?
We need to refresh the tree of liberty.
What about you, Diane?
So many sheep are willing to give up their rights because of a little fear.
Very good, class.
Hello, I'm Mike, my birthing partner, and I just got our new Lysenica Freedom microchips. These microchips are awesome. They help me keep the freedom I used to before I enrolled into Southern Hampshire Institute of Technology.
I am Jamar. I am friends with Mike and his birthing partner. We met at SHIT. I am a liberal media major. I also just got a Lysenica Freedom microchip. SNSHIT recently mandates everyone on campus get their Freedom microchip. I jumped on the Lysenica joint.
This Freedom chip grants me the freedom to go everywhere I was allowed to before COVID. Now this chip tells me when I am and am not allowed to go outside. It also tracks my boosters. If I'm not up to date on a chip, it tells me when I need to get it by.
This chip is sweet. Without this Freedom chip, no one is allowed on our campus. I scan my hand whenever I want to pay for something. It also calls for an ambulance when I get another heart attack from a booster, which is totally not a heart attack from them getting a gene therapy.
These freedom chips are free. You can go to any drugstore or China Mart and employ with inserted in your wrist.
Remember, it is not the mark of the beast. You just need to let Lysnick track and trace your every move. You just need a freedom chip to buy, sell, work, and live. When you get a microchip, look for the Lysnick Freedom Microchips. They are sweet.
Hello everyone. I am Broccoli Man. At night I fight for organic GMO-free food. During the day I fight crime against child trafficking. Please watch my story on rumble.com. Just look up Broccoli Man and you can see my regular run-ins and follies with G-Lobalist, the wiretap, the millennials, and everyone else I run into. I fight communists and very pro-free speech. Just check me out. Broccoli Man. On rumble.com. Hello Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wire Ripper. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer Radio and the Proof Negative radio show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the One World Government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Now, let's get back to the Proof Negative show here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Welcome to the Proof Negative radio show right here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Now sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello, and thank you for coming to see us here, another great night here on Freedomizer Radio. I am your host, Proof Negative, the big kahuna here on Freedomizer. I want to thank everybody so much for finding us today. Today is Tuesday, so we'll have Kayla joining us here in just a second. And if you out there in Radio Land have anything you want to share tonight, the number here is 319-527-6208, and just press lucky number 1 on your phone and I will make it a point to bring you into the conversation. So with that, let's go ahead and say hello to Kayla this evening. All right, so
good
Kayla,
evening,
what's
everybody.
The word on the street out there?
Do we want to start with something light or something a little more serious?
I don't know. We can start with the light stuff, I guess, and go from there. I don't know.
Well, on the lighter side, something that I support, Miss Italy has banned transgender competitors with its patrons, stating that contestants must be a woman from birth which I mean, pretty logical.
I have something for that. Hold on.
Right, like kudos to them. They flat out took a stand. Let's see. So I'm sure you guys have probably already talked about Jason Aldean's song, which funnily enough came out at May, like two, three months ago. And now it's a thing, which I think actually is because, if I'm not mistaken, it was like within the same day or a day after MTG came out about the Hunter Biden laptop stuff.
Yeah.
So I think it was like a distraction thing, but I'm just put my opinion on the Jason Aldean song.
I think that they just go out looking for stuff. And so eventually that came up because liberals don't listen to country music.
You're not wrong there. I really do think they try to find the most flashy, I guess. And on this one, they're like, oh, it has a bunch of riots and everyone thinks everything riot right now has to do with Black Lives Matter. They completely forget about Antifa. They forget about, honestly, like the Boogaloo Boys, Proud Boys. They forget about the January 6th. Like, they don't seem to remember there are a lot of riots and stuff that have happened that he took his films from. And they all want to say, no, it's just all the BLM stuff. No, it's not. Like, there's literally a white woman in one of the videos, and she's spitting on a cop's face. Whatever. Let's not focus on that. But,
you know, I see you there. I'm just going to go through a few things real quick. Vito's going to join us in a few minutes.
Okay. So, is it okay if I go ahead and talk about MTG then?
Of course. Yeah, I don't take calls until 9:30 Eastern. So, yeah, go for it.
Okay. So, what I think this is kind of distracting people from, Marjorie Taylor Greene actually brought forward some of the Hunter Biden laptop.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Mm-hmm. She brought it forward to the oversight meeting, which was on C-SPAN, and people still want to be like, no, it's not real. I'm like, how? But anyways, she shared from it that Hunter Biden had threatened one of his employees with not receiving her paycheck if she did not appear naked on FaceTime with him. And within a few hours, she had the receipts. He bought this woman a plane ticket, brought her out to him, where then they show the actual naked photos, blurred out, of course, but enough to you to see what's going, for you to see what is going on. And she, again, he threatened her she would not get paid, basically, if she wouldn't do all of this stuff, which is in the emails.
So, and the liberals are more upset that Marjorie Taylor Greene showed the receipts than actually what's on the receipts.
Yeah, they're like, oh, how can she do that? How can she show that? Excuse me, how else do you make information public when people want to deny it?
You told us for years that this didn't exist. So, yeah, we have no choice.
No. But now she's actually bringing it out. And one of the other senators or congressmen that was there, he was brought up and talked to at one point, and he was getting on someone else saying, this is just one of 1,000 examples that she is talking about.
Not one Democrat said, we'll look into this. Everybody's acting like Brandon's the supreme leader, and it's okay because that's Brandon and Hunter. So you better not show any more stuff.
Yeah, and I am definitely praying for MTG. She has soul and spirit. And I pray that she is protected. She needs to bring forward some more stuff. And I think she will. She's even said on an interview with, oh, crud, I forgot his name. Benny Johnson, I think?
Okay.
But she was on an interview with him, and she was basically stating they have more to come, that is definitely not it. But he used his law firm to pay for this woman's ticket for basically, can I say, like, the full words essay, or?
Go ahead.
So this would fall under sexual assault at the end of the day. She was coerced.
It's not like we're
going to
get demonetized. If you need to say it, say it.
Okay. I just don't know what triggers people in a...
Remember, you're on Freedomizer Radio, so you don't have to worry about triggering anybody.
That's true. But, so what he did was low-key, not even low-key, just flat out, straight up, he human trafficked this woman for money across state lines, which is an illegal act in itself, and he used his firm to pay for it, the law firm, and then wrote it off as tax deductible.
Yeah.
If anyone that weren't them did this, they'd be in jail. I get it. They have control, and people are definitely not paying attention to what's actually going on. But at the same time, like, do we not see the double standards? Are people this blind? I honestly haven't had this conversation with a liberal yet. I'll be straight up. I'm scared to. I know they're going to be either A, super shut off towards it, aggressive, or they will act like it doesn't exist.
Yeah.
And that's just horrible to say. But I still... One of thousands of possible incidences. Bring forward all of them, but I feel like this should have been enough to make somebody be like, okay, we need to investigate this. And it's just shocking that, yeah, none of the Democrats have stood up on this. They're just completely, they're keeping their nose down. They're putting their head in the sand.
Yeah, they're ostriches, basically.
How do you do that? I don't get it. Like,
I just don't understand. One Democrat can't stand up and say, hey, you're hurting my opportunity to try and get reelected. Can you have some decorum? They're not doing that. They're all in lockstep.
Basically. And then you see what they did with RFK at the censorship meeting that they had.
And they tried to censor him on a meeting showing about how they don't censor people.
Right? It's like, how are people not paying attention to this? Like, Forbes is literally broadcasting these for you on YouTube. You can go watch these C-SPANs and all of these court hearings.
Right, and the Kennedy family has been Democrats for like 70, 80 years. And Hakeem Jeffries goes up there and says that he's a right-wing plant, which makes no sense at all.
No.
What they did when they all showed their ass is exactly why he should be there. When they all want to go out and say that he's a racist and he's a right-wing plant when his family's been Democrats forever.
That's just mind-boggling. It really is. Like, do they expect people to genuinely believe that?
Yes. Remember, the average Democrat votes Democrat not because they pay attention to news. They vote Democrat because they don't pay attention, and they just assume that it's the same Democrat Party that they've supported their whole lives. And the TV won't ever lie to them, so that's why.
I'm genuinely curious, like, what made the Democratic Party so easy to take over? But then again,
because what they were able to do was they were able to find all these groups of people that are not regular, like, quote-unquote white men, and put everybody in groups and say, see, Mr. Black, see, Mr. Jew, see, Mr. Asian person, see, Mrs. Gay. The white man is out to get you, and if we band together and vote Democrat, then we can empower you. And so all these little groups, they were able to get a few hundred thousand here, a million there, 80,000 here. And so everybody just assumes that, well, Republicans are just old white men, because if you're not old and white, we'll vote Democrat. That's why. That's why they can go on The View. Why are you voting for Trump? You're a woman and you're black. Why on earth would you vote for Trump? That's two strikes why you need to be against Trump.
So, I mean, if I were to explain that in, like, simplest terms, it's just reverse psychology, and they twist it a bit?
Maybe. But that's what they do. They go after every little group. I'm honestly surprised that no George Soros enclave ever came up and tried to get with me on Barefoot is Legal to have me take George Soros money in order to support the Democrat Party.
Well, the particular topic you were speaking about and over, they might have just considered you someone who might be a bit too aware for them to manipulate.
Maybe, but they never tried. They don't know who I am. I'm not some A or B lister. I'm probably on the D list if I'm lucky. I'm probably on the F list.
So possibly might be a reason why they just don't consider people under, I'd say, A list, honestly.
Well, no, but they go for groups, and we have over 100,000 on our website, on our Facebook alone. Forget everything else. I'm just surprised that they haven't tried to have somebody try and say, hey, you're pretty good size right now. We can help you grow, and we'll give you all this money. You just have to help do a few things.
Didn't you say people try to buy you out or go around and get your board to kick you off before?
Yeah, but those are people that I already knew.
Oh, okay. I don't know. You
not
would
that
think...
I want them, because I don't.
I mean, you are pretty vocal about that type of stuff.
No, I have to be vocal. That's the only way we're going to get our word out there. And that's about anything. If you want people to hear your message, you got to help people hear your message. By the way, it's 9:30. I'm going to go ahead and bring Vito into the conversation.
Okay.
What's up, guys? How are you?
Welcome in, sir.
Good evening.
Proof, you mentioned decorum. All right.
Yeah.
What kind of decorum is it when you have someone like Jamie Raskin, who is dying from cancer, and he's still up there spewing communist rhetoric? in bashing the IRS whistleblowers and blatantly saying that not saying that they're lying, but basically saying that they're lying, that there's no truth in what they're saying. And the sheep believe it. They believe that, like with the Hunter Biden laptop. People still believe it's fake. And mm-hmm. the FBI has said publicly it is real. It exists. But, you know, they glance over it, they gloss over it, and they're just like, you know, it's nothing really, you know, there's nothing really in there. Let's talk about something else. Let's talk about January 6th. Because that's more important. That's when they tried to overthrow our government. That's not even the truth. It's more and more now coming out that was a complete and total setup that night, that day.
Mm-hmm.
There was a conspiracy to not so much to overthrow Donald Trump because he was out already, but it's more to bash his movement, our movement, into getting the truth out for people, for people to finally stand up and say, this is not America. This is insanity. What's going on now? You know, we're focusing on and proof. I firmly believe that, and I'm starting to believe anyway, that what happened in Germany in the 30s, why the Jews were so silent when everything was going on, is what's happening now. They were shamed into accepting what the Nazis, what socialism was putting out there. And that got them thrown into the ovens, into the camps first, and then into the ovens. And before the camps, they were gunned down you know what I mean.
Well, you could say that about China with Mao also. It's just that was just kept in China.
Yes, it's all a playbook. They're going off the same playbook. It is Satan. This is Satan's doing, man. This is crazy.
Yeah, the only difference
is that we
have a small advantage in the sense that we can organize online. But the thing is that it doesn't hurt enough. So even with the internet, most people don't care.
Proof, 100,000, you said you have 100,000 followers online or 1,000? I forgot what you said before.
No, I'm just not for Freedomizer. For my nonprofit, I got about 130,000.
Okay. And that's for Barefoot, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and that is... They see that as really nothing. You know, they see that as, you know, who cares about people walking barefoot? It's nothing. But they look at it at the broad picture. What is being discussed here? If you had more people listening to this show, I guarantee you would have been approached. Alex Jones was approached. I believe Levin was approached.
We go through pockets where we get good numbers, and then it peters out, then we have to reinvent ourselves again. So I've had checks in the thousands from Blog Talk Radio just for our traffic. So I've seen it.
Mm-hmm. Where it's not steady.
No.
Believe me, if they saw you, see you, me, the lady that's co-hosting with you.
Kayla.
I forgot her name. I apologize.
No, you're fine.
We are speaking to them. We are their anti-Satan, so to speak. Putting the word out that what they're doing is wrong. They don't. You know, they will do what is necessary. You know, they don't like us, and they'll try to shame us in little groups. You know, to get us to.
Conform?
You know, to conform, basically, yeah. I mean, that's exactly what happened in Nazi in Germany in the 30s.
Mm-hmm.
They broke the legs of the Jewish population, the Jewish culture. Excuse me. It's a fact because my friend Ralph told me that that's why the Jews turned on the good Jews, so to speak. There were bad Jews and there were good Jews, and the good Jews were the evil people there, and they were the ones, and the bad Jews also were sent off eventually to the camps, to the ghetto, and then to the camps, and then they were all done away with. There is an agenda that people do not want to believe is going on now, today, as it was in the 30s. Now, I'm not saying they're going to put us in the ovens, but something is going on where eventually it's going to blow up and we're going to have problems, big problems, massive problems. And people think that it's all, you know, the government is, why would the government lie to us? The government's not going to lie to us. They say the vaccine is good. LeBron James' son had a cardiac arrest yesterday. 18 years old. Is that normal? A few years ago it would be, but now that there are so many people now collapsing, having heart attacks, and those that survive are the ones who have company with them at that time, because I guarantee you LeBron James, I mean, he had cardiac arrest. They would have put down on his obituary or the news story, died suddenly, in quotes.
Yeah.
And that is what, and people are dying from this jab. They are dying from this jab. I believe it. And people do not want to see that. Because they'll turn around and say, well, you know, there's always problems with vaccines in the beginning. Like I say to people, this vaccine was never tested. Or maybe it was tested, however they were able to get it to test it, to show that, yeah, this thing is going to really kill people eventually, in time, slowly. It's going to reduce the population slowly. We have Bill Gates saying we're going to reduce the population through vaccines. We had Kamala Harris a couple of weeks ago say, we're going to reduce climate change by reducing the population. Where is this coming from?
And she never corrected herself.
No, she didn't. They're not going to, because they're comfortable saying it. They're comfortable saying it. That's the thing. And people just do not want to believe the truth. They will believe the bull crap that, like I said, Jamie Raskin. The dude is dying from cancer, but as a true Marxist, he's going to get every last breath in his lungs. As long as his lungs are filled with air, he's going to go up there and spew his bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it is. That is exactly what it is. You know, we're fighting over defending trans people. Are you kidding me? Is this where we are? I was on Facebook today, and I didn't even know this because I drive around a lot. I'm a trucker. I don't know if you know I'm a trucker. And I go through Virginia a lot, Newport News, and I always see the military ships that we have that are down there. And the ships are massive. The aircraft carriers that we have now that are down there, I cannot believe that they could build ships that big. America can build. We're still building ships that big. But they're now just a symbol. That's all they are. It's not the symbol that America had years ago. Someone had put up a picture on Facebook of the USS Wisconsin that I didn't know is down in Virginia. I want to go see it. And the person put up a beautiful picture. And I commented, yeah, that's from when America was made from a time when America was powerful and feared. We're not feared no more. We're a joke now because we're so busy freaking fighting over what's a male and what's a female. Like, you have to actually ask someone. They asked Roseanne Barr, what's a female? And she comically responded, you know, I forgot what she said, but she's like, she knows this is all bullshit. And people still will fight for this. And now with Italy, you brought up Italy getting rid of the Miss Italy competition.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I bravo to them for standing up. I'm Italian. And I haven't been to Italy in a few years. I haven't been to Italy since right before the nonsense started. And you know, from when I was first there, in 1971 to today, yes, the country changes. Everything changes. You know, things move along. Things progress, so to speak. Not in the communist sense, but you know, when in my town, Italy, we only had water. The town had water for years in the daytime, and on Wednesday nights, I remember this. They would leave the taps on in the kitchens because they, you know, whenever they had to do dishes, they will leave the faucets on to know that the water was, they were about to turn the, because they would turn the water on Wednesday nights for a few extra hours, you know, so people could bathe, you know, they could, you know, clean their dishes or whatever, whatever they had to do. And only certain apartments there. My grandmother had an apartment. She had a brand new in a brand new building at the time, and they had a water tower, so they had water 24/7 there. All right, but the homes, the little homes, in the town, their water was limited. They rationed their water. Their water was rationed. They did not have water 24/7 up until, I'm going to say probably around maybe 75, 76. I think that's when they turned, they let the spigots go and the water was running 24 hours a day. But you know, it's like they, you know, we'll give you water. We're going to give you, look what we did for you. We gave you water. It's like, you know, you have electricity. You know, we have sunlight in the daytime, but we need light at night. You know, they didn't ration electricity in Italy, but still, it's, you know, the government comes in and says, yeah, we'll do this for you, we'll do that for you. You know, and it just doesn't, it's making people think that the government is the one that's going to protect you, when the government has no duty to protect us. None. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, yeah. That's written in the Constitution or in the Declaration, I forget. But those words are there, but they take those words and they twist it, and then they think that they're going to give trannies life, liberty, pursuit of happiness. Listen, I don't care what's going to happen, what a tranny does. You want to do your thing, you can do your thing. You want to walk around the streets dressed up like a woman, that's your business, all right? But as I say, stay away from, leave the children alone. Leave the children alone, because that is a big stickler with me. And to think that a man could go into a female competition and think that they could win. Actually, it did happen in Belgium. Miss Belgium has a trans that won their Miss Belgium contest. I mean, if you look at the photo of the dude, he looks nothing like a woman, but they were shamed into giving him the title, just like they did with Leah Thompson or Thomas or whatever his name is, into winning that swim competition, which he tied the biological female. They tied, the race was tied, and they told him, we got to give it to him. You don't got to give him nothing. He's a man. He couldn't beat a woman. And now you're going to make him the winner? You're going to make him the grand exalted champion of the NCAA for swimming? Come on. They make people feel like guilt, you know, that you have to accept this. Yeah, I accept a dude walking down the street dressed up like a woman. All right, I accept it. I'm not gonna embrace them. I'm not gonna hug them. I'm gonna walk right past them. I'm not gonna say you monster. You're a beast. You're an animal. What kind of human being are you? No, I'm not. I could care less. If that's how you want to live your life, then you live your life. Fine, but don't tell me that I have to accept it, because I don't. Society does not have to accept it. Well, not so much accept it as, you know, that you know, we're gonna make a man. Win a beauty contest, but I'll accept you walking down the street, you driving a truck, you driving a car. You know how many trannies I've seen driving tractor trailers?
No.
I can't.
None?
I'm telling you, I've seen at least 10. I could count. Okay. To me, that's 10 too many. But if that's what they want to do, that's what they do. I'm not gonna, you know, if they're in trouble, I would help them because they're a fellow trucker. But you know, you're still a fucking guy. Excuse my language. You're still a man. You sound like a man. You look like a man with long hair. You got lipstick on. You got earrings, and that makes you a woman? No.
Yeah, I really want to know why people seem to think, oh, well, I can be a woman just by wearing these cosmetics, wearing the shoes, the earrings, and the makeup.
but actually being born one doesn't make me a woman, but your makeup does.
Yeah. You know, just because you feel like, you know, and you know, like Matt Walsh, you know, he had a trans person. He basically went at it with a trans person who's saying that.
He's had a few he's gone up against.
Yeah, he's gone up, and he hits a home run every time. And the one that sticks the most is the one that said that, yes, women, trans women, men that trans to women, and not even trans, they're transvestites. This is another thing that bothers me. If you want to consider yourself a real trans, cut your junk off. You know, take off what you got and put a hole there, and then you can call yourself a woman. Until then, no. But with that one particular person that he was debating, you know, he turned around and said to Matt Walsh, yeah, trans men or trans women can't get pregnant, but there are cis women that can't get pregnant too. And Matt Walsh basically said, yeah, but they are capable of getting pregnant. And this trans person was an EMT, and he said to him, if you go on an emergency call and you walk in the house and you're dealing with a man who's identifying as a woman, still has a penis, you verified he has a penis, and he says to you he thinks he had a miscarriage, you're going to believe it? Are you going to actually believe it? And that shut him right up. Shut him right up, man. It's unbelievable. He just stood there, his eyes, he was circling his eyes. And you know, he got a big applause, and I have great respect when he puts it in that context. He's 100% right. You, as a man, pretending to be a woman, listen, you can't feel like a woman and still be a woman. You could only be a woman if you're born with a vagina and XX chromosome, and that's it. As I say to people, you want to be a trans, people want to be trans, that's great. But 10,000 years from now, you're going to have a tombstone that says Mike Johnson. All right? And if they dig up Mike Johnson's grave, they're going to look at that grave, and they're going to say, wait a minute. Or Michelle Johnson, they're going to look up that grave and say, wait a minute, this is not a woman. The pelvis is of a man. What the hell's going on here?
You could have also said Michael Robinson Obama, who I'm sure is a very nice lady.
That's another one. Proof, she's going to run, Proof. He's going to run, I'm telling you. He is going to run. Guaranteed.
Well, I've said this before. I think that's the Democrats' first choice. But Michael does not want the job. That's the issue. If Mike wanted the job, everything would move. So they will go to Grissom if they have to. But they would much prefer Big Mike can beat Trump without voter fraud.
Absolutely. There would be so much guilt in that election if he was to run. It would be one of the biggest election victories ever.
Right.
All right, in terms of margin-wise.
Yeah, and they could run that racism stuff. They could run it all year long. I'm going to vote for Michael because I'm not racist.
Yeah, or I'm not transphobe. Think about it. You know, this is Mike. Yeah, this is a woman. This ain't a woman. That's a man. Come on, man. You know, and Proof, he may not want the job, all right? You think that Biden is actually running the country? He ain't running the country. Obama's running the country. I believe Obama's
no,
the one
I realize
that's calling
that,
the shots
but I,
in the
I'm
background.
Saying that Big Mike doesn't want to be the spokesperson.
Well, Big Mike doesn't have to be the spokesperson. Well, yeah, the spokesperson, you know, the poster child, however you want to call it. But he ain't going to do the stuff. Barack is going to do all the stuff if he gets in.
Right.
Just like he's doing now. So just, you know, they're going to tell him, shut up, take the position, you're going to win, and let us do what we got to do here. And that's it.
Yeah, but it's all up to him, and I don't think that he's interested. I'm sure she's a nice lady and all, but I just don't think he's interested.
He's gonna run. I think he's gonna run.
Yeah, well, I wish I could flip a coin either. I don't even know what side I'm on with that. I just feel as though at this current juncture, he's not interested. Could they make things a little more interesting for him to take the job? Yes. If not, then they have Gruesome, who would do anything in the world. To me, Gruesome is just another Justin Trudeau.
Yeah, absolutely. 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 He looks good. He looks handsome. Look back here. You know, but just think about it. His wife left him for Donald Trump's son.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, she's got to know some things about him, I'm sure, even if they have kids together.
See, and with Gruesome, they're going to have to play with voter fraud, and they have Nancy Pelosi there to help out, because that's his aunt.
That is his aunt. Absolutely.
So that's their plan A and plan B. Brandon is not even in the picture.
And what disgusts me about him and what he has done, they're going to make a deal with him. You get out now, we won't prosecute you. That man belongs in jail at the very least, Poof. He belongs in jail. At the most, he should be tied to a post, blindfolded with a cigarette in his mouth and a firing squad in front of him, because he sold this country out. I guarantee you he sold out this country.
Oh, there's no doubt about that.
Along with other politicians, Schumer, Schiff, probably. I would say yes. Schumer. Raskin, you know, him dying of cancer, and I don't want to see nobody die proof, but you know what? He dies of cancer before he's exposed for what he really is and what he really has done. That he's getting off easy. He's getting off way too easy with that.
So I've been trying to find this clip, so I can remember the name of the person who did this speech. But a couple days ago, Tucker Carlson was at this event where he did like a 40-minute little speech. And at the end of it, someone else came up. And I don't remember his name or where they were. And it's driving me crazy. But this person went on to say, you heard it from me first before like Bill Barr or anyone else says it, that Michelle Obama will be the one person to run because they're going to put Kamala in as president. She's going to take over, and the only way they can replace a black woman is have a black woman run. And so he said, you've heard it from me first. Kamala is going
I don't,
to...
I, personally, unless Michelle Obama is at the head of the ticket, not going to happen.
Yeah.
Kamala,
they
won't
win. Nobody's interested in that anyway.
Mm-hmm.
No, they want the president. Who's the president? And Kamala Harris has zero credibility to be president.
You can ask almost any Democrat on the street who's the vice president. They'll tell you they don't know.
Yeah.
I should do that just for fun, see what happens.
You ask any person on the street today, they don't know much of anything.
No.
They don't know much of anything. They don't even know when the Declaration of Independence was signed.
They couldn't even tell you in Pennsylvania what state is to the west of you.
It's Ohio. I know that because I drive all the time through it.
To be fair for us that are horrible with geographic places, I couldn't have told you that.
There are a lot of problems that we have in this country, and believe me, trans people Are they a problem? Yes, because they're using them as a shield to cover for whatever other stuff they're doing.
Now, I would have to agree.
Whatever other stuff they want to advance. I mean, they want this green agenda that they don't even have the infrastructure. If every car, Mark Levin said it one day, if they put every completely eliminated fossil fuels and everything was electric, all right, there's enough power that's generated throughout the whole world. In the whole world, if the whole world got rid of fossil fuels, there's enough power being generated that would probably last 6 minutes, if that.
But then as a way to fix that, they want to ban gas generators.
Yeah. And they need gas generators to charge up the cars when they run out on the road.
Yeah.
Ah, this is so funny, man. This is so funny. And batteries that don't even last. The batteries don't even last. Like a regular car, a car today, even today's cars, they'll last 300,000 miles, no problem. You know, at least 300,000 miles if you take care of it. Those electric cars, if you get 100,000 out of it, you're probably going to start having issues with the batteries that you have to replace, and those batteries ain't cheap. Those batteries are not cheap. On top of the labor that's needed, that's required to get the materials out of the ground to make the batteries, you know, it's like it's a hypocrisy. They're looking, we have to stop doing this and stop doing that, yet, but they got children, you know, digging for cobalt or whatever. They got children digging for cobalt for the car batteries that they have today. Children.
Yeah.
And on top of that, they do more damage to the environment than digging for oil does, or even coal mining. If they strip into a mountain in order to get the coal, whereas they're stripping an entire land mass in search of this particular material for the smart cars.
100%. 100% correct. Do not care. They do not care. As long as they get their agenda going, they do not care. And people are just running for this because the government says it's good for you. Trust us.
Mm-hmm.
It's good for you.
It's liberal.
Yeah. Loving proof. Come on.
Well, something that goes along with them trying to get rid of gas generators and the gas stoves, the New York Post has an article where the Biden administration is proposing clamping down on home water heaters.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so now you'll get in trouble if you have they said by 2029 they want to get rid of all furnaces, water heaters, air conditioners. But the thing is that half the United States, they're not going to know it because it's not on fake news and they don't watch any kind of news. So you're going to have people in Phoenix that are going to vote yes for Democrats because the Democrat will take the air conditioner out of the house in Phoenix, but it's more important to vote Democrat.
Yep.
We do not care.
Yeah, sorry. Just had to throw that clip out there.
I don't
care.
No.
They don't care. That is a fact. That is, no, they will do whatever they can. And you have that idiot, Hakeem Jeffries, who's basically an extension of his uncle, spewing, and he's his uncle, his poof, 100%. But yet they respect him. Yeah, Jamie Raskin loves him. You know, and Jamie, you're asking, is would be considered a good Jew today? And a man is dying of cancer, and yet he, you know, he still is up there, you know, like a true Marxist, you know, pushing that agenda, spreading the word. It's a shame. It's disgusting. Your last days on this earth, and there you are. Yeah, your last days on this earth, and you're out there doing this. My God, man. For real. My God.
We are about to be in some very hectic time periods coming our way.
We are in hectic times. We are in hectic times. It's just that it's going very slowly. They're very calculated in what they're doing here and how they're getting this thing out.
But it's,
I just don't understand, you have McCarthy saying we're thinking about impeachment. Why not just do it? Well, what more do you need? There's more stuff that's going to come out next week.
Mm-hmm.
Look at what they did to Trump. You guys made stuff up to impeach this man, to ruin him. Created evidence.
Yeah.
To impeach him. And look at what they're doing. Look at where they are. They're still going about their business, still doing their thing. Yep, we have to do it this way, and they're doing it. They are doing the proof, 100%. And they do not care. They don't care what the consequences are, as long as they get their system in place, so to speak. They do not care.
But I feel like they're messing up a lot recently. But it's just the people who aren't paying attention.
They're messing up. They're messing up. It's because people are starting, you know, they think the silent majority is real. People are starting to enough of this. They went after beer. Beer. Leave the beer alone. We don't want to see a transvestite pushing beer. You want to support them, that's fine. But don't make a transvestite your spokesperson. You want to make a gay person your spokesperson? Yeah, why not? I got no problem with that. As long as the person is how they were born, I got no problem with that. But stay away. Leave us alone. They went after the beer. And look at what Anheuser-Busch is suffering. People are going to be losing their jobs there soon.
Yeah, but they're still doubling down on it. Every day they put more money down.
Oh, they have to. Proof.
Yeah.
Proof. They have to double. They have to keep they cannot stop. It's a runaway train. It is literally a runaway train.
Yeah,
and
they chose door number three. They got the Zonk, and they're trying to pretend that Zonk is the best thing they ever got.
You know, the marijuana that people are smoking. You know, that's another thing. You know, that they threw at them to win them over, to win more people over. You know, it went from medical marijuana to now people smoking pot everywhere.
And not just pot, those cocaine vending machines in major cities.
Yeah. Yeah. They got, you know, I was in Fonda, New York the other day, which is right next to Johnstown where I am right now. And they have a racetrack there, a car racetrack, a small one. I had never seen a race before. That was my first time ever going to a racetrack. And,
oh, okay.
And, you know, I go there and I'm sitting in the grandstand and I'm getting the smell of pot. I'm like, God damn, man, it's strong. So I had to get up out of the grandstand and go down to the seats that are closer to the racetrack. It's loud as hell. It's loud as loud can be when you hear those cars going by you. And I'm sitting there eating my food. I bought a hot dog, some French fries, a soda, and I'm like, I'm still getting the smell of pot. I'm like, what the hell's going on? And right next to me, there's a woman with three children, and she's vaping marijuana. She's vaping. It's THC or whatever the hell you want to call it.
Yeah.
You know, she shouldn't be, you know, she's getting stoned and she's watching her kids. Three children there and she's watching them while she's getting high.
Well, there is a massive difference between marijuana and, like, meth. Marijuana, you're still you. You still know what's going on.
Yeah, but do you really want to handle pot while you're at a big race where...
No, I think that was learned on her end.
Yeah, there could be a car crash, and there's car parts flying around, and you're like, wow, pretty colors.
Is she going to get in a car and drive?
That's
my
too.
Concern.
They've actually done studies on that. Marijuana helps reduce stress levels when you are driving.
What? You're stoned.
Yeah, you get arrested still for driving under a substance.
No,
not in New York. Not in New York, poof.
Oh, that's legal now?
The only thing they can test for is alcohol. They have no test for pot.
Hmm.
There's no testing for pot. There's no sobriety test for marijuana in New York.
Okay.
And anywhere. You know, what are you going to do? What can be done? You know, they're pushing all this stuff, and you know, they're not going to go back with the pot. I mean, there's right now in New York, there's a state legislature, one of the... The guy from Staten Island, Sam Pirozzolo, he's trying to put in legislation that basically says you can't smoke marijuana outdoors. Cigarette in a city park, but you can smoke pot in a city park. And nothing's going to be done about it.
No, it should be the same rules for everything at that end.
But it's not. That's the problem. It's not. They've totally thrown common sense out the window. They've discarded it. They've thrown it in the gutter. They don't care.
Yeah, who wants to go to the beach and smell pot everywhere?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, you're outdoors. You want to get high, get high. But you know what? I can't bring beer on a beach.
Yeah.
I cannot bring a bottle of beer on a beach in New York. If I'm caught drinking, you could get a thumb for that. But you could smoke a marijuana joint.
I gotta
say. No questions asked.
I myself am a supporter of cannabis, and I can tell you it is a different high. I do agree on the stench. I do agree that it's rude.
I get that. That part I do get. But when I'm driving in my car, and this was a couple of months ago. I'm with my wife in the car, and I go, Liz, what the fuck is that smell? Holy shit. And there's nobody else in front. You know, nobody in my car is getting high. It's only me and her. And the car in front of us, the guy's got his window open. You can see the smoke coming out. So he's driving the car, stoned out of his mind. And you're going to tell me that's legal? And I can't have a beer in my car?
Coming from someone who spent their 20s doing questionable things, I can say there is a complete difference between driving drunk and driving stoned. I can attest to that. When I was young and dumb, you still know who you are. You still know what you're doing. You have motor function.
Yeah, but your motor functions are depressed, creased. You're not the same person still. You might know who you are. Yeah, I know who I am. I'm driving my car. You know, but you're still high. You're still your perception of things are slower. You're going to react slower to something. So, you know, if you have to hit that brake.
Yeah, if you're completely like stoned off your butt, yes. But
listen, the marijuana that's out there today is of unbelievable THC levels.
No, I agree with
that. Who knows if it's even laced with fentanyl?
There is that too.
That's the other thing.
But if you're talking just normal bud, not this stuff that's being thrown out of the dispensaries, I don't trust that stuff as far as I could throw it personally.
Well, the stuff in the dispensaries isn't as strong as other stuff that's being sold out there, because they do have, well, it could be laced with fentanyl, like Poof said. We don't know. But
they have a
brand called New York Diesel, and they say if you never smoked pot before and you smoke that, you're gonna have problems. You're gonna have issues, with the high.
No, that's understandable. When you see somebody who has never done anything except maybe drink in their life, you do not want to introduce them to a high dosage. It will be a bad trip every time.
But they don't know this. They don't understand it. That's the problem. And that person will get behind the wheel of a car. And then what?
Well, that's true. That, however, leads to human stupidity.
Yeah. And motor vehicle accidents in Colorado specifically, they're saying that motor vehicle accidents, since they legalized marijuana and that state legalized it completely, motor vehicle accidents have increased. And they attribute it to marijuana. Again, you can't say for sure that it's marijuana 100% because there's no testing for it. There's no way of knowing if you're impaired because of marijuana, unless, of course, you get into Staten Island. They did lock up a woman in Staten Island a few years ago. She was driving high, and she ran over a bicyclist. And they did prosecute her. I don't know the outcome of it. But she did tell the officers, yeah, I had some pot. I did have some pot before that. And she ran over and killed a bicyclist. And, you know, the sad thing is, I remember seeing this guy on a bike come by my house all the time. And you know, I didn't realize it was him because he never came by no more. But he was the guy that was riding around the neighborhood on a bicycle. Everywhere he went, he was on a bicycle. And he's no longer
with her stuff was laced.
Sadly. Oh, more likely than not. Yes, I totally agree that she was probably smoking something that was on a higher level THC than normal pot. But they did lock her up, and I think that they got her blood because that's the only way they could test is if they test your blood in a motor vehicle accident where you killed somebody, not even injured somebody. But killed somebody, they will test. They will get court orders to test your blood in New York. Oh, that's like in any state. You know, medical marijuana. I'm totally for it. I've been for medical marijuana for many years. It's gotten out of hand now, where anyone could go walk into a doctor. Yeah, I don't feel good. Yeah, we'll give you a marijuana card. Here you go.
Yeah, but with a marijuana card, you can't own a Second Amendment.
No, you cannot. But most of them don't, Proof. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Most of them don't.
I would argue that should not be the way because people who drink can still have one and they get way more violent. And people who tend to smoke are more calm, they're more relaxed, chill, they don't fire off quickly. As you've said, delayed reaction to some things. So, are you on the point? They should not be taking away your rights to First Amendment when that's literally,
correct,
to some people their medicine. Like, that's an infringement.
Agreed. Totally agree with you on that, but it's gotten out of hand. Some people
that I can agree
are using.
Yeah, I would be 100% for medical marijuana is cool. Smoke it in your house or your backyard, cool. If there's designated areas, maybe you live in an apartment complex and there's some yard area type where you could smoke in public, cool. But I don't want, hey, honey, can you go shopping at Walmart while I go smoke me a fatty sitting here on this bench in front of the store?
And that's exactly what they do.
No, I think it should be treated the same way as cigarettes. There's a designated area. You go here.
Yeah, but that's what they're saying. There are people that think it's fresh to smoke a marijuana while they're on their 15-minute break at work.
Depending upon what they do. I mean, if you're just working at a factory, I don't blame them. That's
if you're working at a factory, that's the last thing you want.
Yeah, you operate heavy machinery.
My personal experience is...
Then what?
So, again, you're still aware. You're not struggle busting like you would if you were to be getting drunk at work. There is a massive difference.
I mean, alcohol does debilitate you more, absolutely.
Well, you're talking to, if you're talking to me, I've purchased alcohol exactly 2 times in my life, so I'm not a drinker.
I can tell you the difference between drinking and smoking is massive.
I believe it. I believe it, but I'm just saying, to me, they're all one and the same.
Ah, but they're not. That's the thing.
Hey, when you're at work on a 15-minute break, I'm sorry. I just don't think that's enough time to sit and enjoy your stuff.
I'm confused by that.
Okay. Well, anyway, we can move on. So, when in doubt... we always have a Mr. Broccoli to play, and you didn't see this week's episode, I don't think.
I try to watch them beforehand. I did see part of this one's episode, and then my phone started acting up.
Oh, it's okay. You don't. If you didn't watch it or you couldn't watch it for whatever reason, I'm not mad. It just, I have to play it anyway.
Let's go.
So... Vito heard this yesterday. I don't know how audible it was, but I brought Sumem back. Sumem is Super Ultra Mega Extreme Mega Man, which is part of what Brandon likes to go after. When he called somebody a Super Ultra Mega Extreme Mega Republican, that I just named this guy the next day.
I mean, you even have Hillary Clinton. Today she said that, you know, she was commenting on the heat wave. She popped her head out of the sand, and she said, "Yeah, this heat wave could be blamed on the MAGA Republicans."
MAGA. What?
Yeah.
How? Okay, give me the science.
That's like saying there's too many litter on the street because men have mustaches. It doesn't have anything to do with anything.
But people will believe it. Listen, we have a ball on fire millions of miles away from us. Right? It literally is 1 million times the size, at least 1 million times the size of our planet. And you're going to tell me that that thing doesn't have anything to do with the heat that we're getting here?
We haven't ponied up enough money along with Venus, Mars, and what was it, Jupiter, I think? We're supposed to pool all of our monies and give it to the representatives of the sun so they could turn the sun down one degree Fahrenheit.
Yeah, I mean, they can't fix the homeless problems that we have in this country. Yet, if they tax you, they could reduce the carbon emissions.
If they were serious about trying to reduce Earth's temperature, they would try to plant more trees and have more forests around.
But then that puts more oxygen into the air. They don't want that.
Putting trees down more proof.
Yeah, go ahead, Vito.
They're cutting down more trees.
Right. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
They say trees are the biggest... they use carbon, so anything that uses carbon has to go.
Yep.
But if they were serious about global warming, they would take parts of land and have forests. But they're not serious about it. They're just looking for things to scapegoat.
Yeah. I mean, they have in New York, New Jersey, they have whales that are washing up on shore dead. And this all started when they started putting the work on the wind farms out in the ocean. And they're saying that the whatever it is that they're doing, it's throwing off the sonar or whatever it is that the whales have, and they're beaching themselves and they're dying.
And they're going to blame that on MAGA Republicans somehow.
They're blaming it. They're not blaming it on the windmill.
No, they're blaming half of America, so everybody can be haters of everyone else.
Look here, not there.
So, do you have Sue M ready to go, Kayla?
Yep.
All right. So, I don't know if you've seen Sue M before, having used him in a little while, but I wanted to do something different here. So, let me go ahead and get this going here. So, I'll count down. 3, 2, 1, action.
So I was watching the Jason Aldean video this morning. I am not sure where they are claiming racism on that song, bro.
Hey Sumam. It's just another made-up thing by radical leftists. If you call out their hypocrisies, they try to blast you with fake narratives.
I know, right? It's like a leftist is not allowed to be happy. They focus all day on how to make others angry.
They like to go around every store, every restaurant, and literally any place at all just looking for things to get offended by. There is something new every day that they say is racist.
Bro, but you know what is weird? Black people don't even see racism in that country song. They don't even listen to country. They can stone cold confess murders in a rap song. And maybe all that's just a song, just chill.
That's because some fake news person at Fake News Network put some piece out and some liberal press agency thought it was a fresh idea to tell everyone it is racist.
But there's not one word in a song that mentions race. It's just that if you do some of these bad things, people in rural America don't put up with crime like these liberals in big cities do.
Hey broccoli person. I hate you so much. And you. You business is something duck earth for real. I bet you like Clarence Thomas.
Dude, did I even ask for your opinion? Why you all up in my business like I owe you rent money?
I am not a dude. I am as M/Zayers. That Jason Aldean song is the most racist song this year. You are black. You should know better. You are a traitor to your own race. I am loving and liberal. If you do not know the song is racist, then you hate black people.
For real? A white communist liberal is telling a black man they are racist for not finding racist lyrics in a song. And you are going to tell me how to be black. You can't be serious.
I understand racism because I am loving and liberal. I am tolerant to everyone who stands up for Antifa and Black Lives Matter. I am a trans vegan who supports communism and LGBTQ2PP+. Where were you during Pride Month? I had my junk out for all of Pride Month and let little black kids touch and do other stuff to my junk. Then broccoli person arrested me for no reason except he is a fascist that hates black trans kids. If you were loving and liberal, you would have allowed 6-year-olds to play with your junks.
That sounds like a great reason to get arrested. We do not let adults act sexually to children.
That's because you bees is an intolerant fascist biznitch. We are coming for your child, Trent. If you do not like it, I will go to the media and call you racists, homophobes, and against children. How dare you support the Sound of Freedom? Because I am loving and liberal, I supported the Cuties movie on Netflix. Only boomer dads with maggot brains like the Sound of Freedom.
It's like you do whatever the fake news network tells you.
So liberal person, are you like an NPC?
Huh?
I fight against child trafficking. We need to stop exploiting the world's children and arrest all of you pedos out there that think grooming and molesting children is a great idea.
That's only because you are not open to communism. You are too old to know how great National Socialism and Democratic Socialism is for all of us normal people. You are too brainwashed by Marjorie Taylor Greene to understand how great of a person Hunter Biden is.
Bruh.
You mean the dude that did an interview on 60 Minutes and bragged about how much crack cocaine he liked to smoke? Then in July 2023 the White House found a baggie of cocaine on the ground while he was there? and then the FBI did not even question one of the Bidens and dropped all the investigations? Even though the whole world knows it was his cloak?
Cocaine should be legal like it is in Portland, San Francisco, and New York City. There are even vending machines for free cocaine now. It is a good thing he is making it legal. What about Marjorie Taylor Greene showing pictures of poor Hunter Biden for no reason? She should get impeached from Congress for that.
You mean how every single government agency refuses to do anything about Hunter's laptop? And how people have the receipts of what is on the laptop? He was caught diddling kids. He forced kids in grade school to put his junk in their mouth. It might have even been on Epstein's Island for all we know. Why are you more worried about who showed the picture and not the evidence that he actually did something disgusting?
We do not care.
That's right. We need more smart liberals who are not racists like Hank Johnson in Congress.
You mean the dude that said Guam is going to tip over any day now because there are too many people on it?
Bro, you mean when he said we need more illegals because they cook our food and do construction? How is that not racist? I know a bunch of brothers and white dudes that do construction for $35 an hour. They ain't complaining. But if the Hispanics want to own a restaurant, are you saying you cannot own a restaurant because you're Hispanic?
I don't mind if Paco and Conchita own a taco shop. I would go there because they are Mexican.
But if they want to make donuts or omelets, are you saying I cannot open a steakhouse because I am black?
Hey racist, you need to stay in your own lane. Since you are black, you can open any fried chicken shack or make ribs and it is not racist. But you might not be able to open up a restaurant because you are black and you cannot get an ID.
Well, you are all kinds of racist.
Mainstream media even says I am the correct thinker. You are the racist because you don't know how black people think. More black-on-black crime is happening because of global warming. And also white supremacy. So if we rounded up all the white people who are conservatives and put them in FEMA camps, then the black-on-black crime would stop. Even though FEMA camps do not exist.
But how would they put us in FEMA camps if they do not exist?
Silence, you conservative scumbag. Both of you hate women.
Can you tell us what a woman is?
No, I cannot. Because I support women.
That makes no sense.
It makes perfect sense. Because I am loving and liberal. Because I am loving and liberal and support the current thing, we need to ban all of your gas stoves, your air conditioners, and your gas generators. We also need to ban home ownership and have everyone live in government-approved mobile homes. People that use gas only use it because of white supremacy.
If we ban gas, how will you get to work?
If we ban gas, that does not affect me. I take the bus everywhere.
But doesn't the bus run on gas? That's what I thought.
We will live in 15 minute cities. We can walk everywhere. We can all ban cars and be happy. Just like Klaus Schwab says.
You will not be allowed to go anywhere outside of a 15-minute walk or you will go to prison. How does that make sense?
It's the best way to reduce carbon.
But the carbon they want to get of is you.
You should be proud of the fact that Snow White has black people as the dwarves now.
But they got rid of the dwarves. Why are you not mad that the midgets ain't got no work now?
Broccoli Person is just upset that we are trying to keep arresting Donald Trump and censoring Robert F. Kennedy Jr. We cannot have right-wing conspiracy theorists like them be on the news or on TV. They are too extreme and lie about the FBI and CIA.
The alphabet agencies killed his father and his uncle. He also shares a bunch of truth about many other subjects.
He is just a right-wing plant. His goal is to beat Brandon and Michael Robinson Obama. Michael Robinson Obama is such a nice lady.
Isn't that what you are supposed to do when you run in an election? You are supposed to beat your opponent.
Shut up, racist. You are just saying that because you hate Jews and women and trans people.
When these radicals lose a debate, all they have is name calling. They cannot win an argument with logic.
You tell me I am right right this second or I will call you every racist name and a bunch of profanities. I will call Fake News Network personally and tell them I have evidence that both of you are anti-trans and e-vegan and are homophobic, racist, misogynist, xenophobes who are also specists.
Hey everyone. We need to defeat these globalists. They think they can bully us. Stop being scared of these radicals. Please check out the Proof Negative radio show. He has on great guests, excellent co-hosts, and all the news you need to hear. Check him out at freedomizerradio.com and click on Listen Live. Proof Negative has been on a long time and is very real. You can trust him.
I do not trust anyone that is still using the he/him/her/she pronouns. If you still believe in being a cisgender, you are dead to me. You all something that cares need to listen to our fake news and learn how you can be one of the many other millions of genders. You need to stop being racists and against black people like some and be loving and liberal. Whoever is not supporting communism is definitely a Nazi.
Huh?
Alright, so that was this week's episode.
It hit nicely on quite a few things.
Oh, what did you see?
Oh. Well, calling out again, Hunter Biden's getting away with literally smoking crack after bragging about it on 60 Minutes. And they just have no idea where that bag came from. No idea whatsoever.
No, ask anybody.
Nope. It's like, isn't that part of the home, like, super camera out the butt?
And they didn't even ask Hunter if it was his. That's the funny part. Like, they could have even come back and said, well, the president and his son said it's not theirs, so we're going to drop it. They didn't even do that.
Nope.
It would have been a lie anyway, but they could have at least done that.
But they said that they investigated fully.
Yeah. Without asking anything.
They didn't interview anybody.
They were trying to see how they could pin it on Trump, and they couldn't.
No way possible. I want to say no pun intended, but something doesn't pass the sniff test.
No, but people are finally starting to talk in Congress, so that's a good sign.
It really is, and again, with Major Taylor Greene actually calling him out on the laptop stuff, that gives validity to the fact that the Hunter Biden laptop is a real, genuine, newsworthy story that they just said was fake. Oh, it's just all this Russia collusion and Trump. Again, a whole look over here, not over here.
Mm-hmm.
It just upsets me that people don't get that. Because I legit, there's someone I've been arguing with online for like a week now over Elon Musk. I've told this person I do not think he is a hero, but he's actually freed Twitter and given us the Twitter files. I'm like, that's a lot more than any other billionaire has done in a really long time. But he, for some reason, keeps fixating on the fact, like, I have a hero complex with him. And I'm like, again, I have my reasons to distrust this person. Here are all my reasons. Here's my resources. They send me back MSNBC. Listen to what that thing on the TV tells them, whatever the subject is. Elon was not an important part of it. It just doesn't matter what you have to say to them. If it disagrees with what they see on TV, whatever you said has gone in one ear and out the other. They maybe not even gone in the ear. It just circled around the head and took off. It
The average person won't even sit for 15 minutes and watch fake news. So the only time that they get news is if they're watching Smell-O-Vision and there's a commercial on, and they're just flipping channels and they'll catch one quick story. That's as much news as they're going to get for the week.
I want to say, no, that's not true, but I feel like you've nailed it on the head.
Yeah, this way they could say they got all the news they needed. They watched the little ticker on the bottom that said all the important news.
Yep.
Oh, and again, people scrolling through their, like, TikTok and whatever they find on Facebook. It's entertainment. It's at a fingertip. And then they just use that as a form of revenue for themselves, the companies. What is that old saying? Nothing is for free. So if something's for free, you're the product.
You know, it's like I tell people, I always say this to people. When I was in high school, I wasn't the sharpest knife in the drawer, but I paid attention maybe 5 minutes. And when they came out with this vaccine, they're coming out, we'll have a new vaccine for this virus in 6 months. I was like, what the hell are they talking about? The vaccine takes 20 years before it works, before it's put out in public, you know, to make sure that it's safe. They didn't test this. Well, they did, and they just didn't tell us, and you know who they tested it on, and now we're gonna suffer. People that got it.
Speaking of which, Vito, I'll bet almost anything I have that LeBron James is not gonna say anything bad about that gene therapy.
Absolutely not, Proof. His son went to USC, and you know he had to be vaxxed and boosted to go there.
Yep.
Yeah.
Guaranteed. Guaranteed.
Oh.
But we can't talk about the elephant in the room, though. No. We can't talk about that. It's not good. That's not right. It's the wrong thing to do.
Yeah, it's wrong thing.
Right. Get misinformation out there.
So on the topic of the, they need 20 years to even know if a vaccine is safe, that's actually not how they do it. In 2018, Del Bigtree, who is on
The High Wire.
The High Wire, thank you. I always confuse High Wire and The Daily Wire. But on The High Wire back in 2018, he actually went to the vaccine manufacturers and under the Freedom of Information Act requested all of their safety studies on every vaccine that they currently had out. They ignored him. They sent him back his papers. It took him getting multiple lawyers for them to even go to court and then say, we don't have any of these studies.
No.
Not a single safety study has been done on any vaccine that is out on the market today. The only ones you will ever be able to find are pre-1986, before the Vaccine Injury Act was passed. So if you are injured by a vaccine, you have to go through the vaccine court. You cannot go and actually sue the vaccine manufacturers like you could, say, Bayer or aspirin or ibuprofen or any of that. You could sue them for whatever they've done wrong. You cannot sue vaccine manufacturers. So in 1986, when they went to the president and they told him, look, either we have, what is the word?
Total immunity.
Yes, thank
total
you.
Immunity.
Total immunity, or essentially they're going to stop making it. They were already being sued out of existence for the 6 vaccines that they already had. So they gave them immunity, started the vaccine court. And inside the legislation, they stated every 2 years or bi-yearly, they had to give out safety reports on all of the vaccines. So since 1986, over 30 years, They haven't given a single vaccine safety report.
No, because it doesn't exist.
Nope, and that's on every vaccine, not even just COVID. So, yeah. Just wanted to put that out there for people who may not know. Your vaccines are not safe. In fact, the Supreme Court ruled they are unavoidably unsafe.
And there you have it.
So, did you guys hear that Brandon cured cancer today?
Nope.
No. We'll have to hear this one.
Okay. Put it on I didn't put it on my board yet, but I could play it. I'll just play it off my audio here.
If it were true proof that it really did happen. But you know it didn't happen. He's just saying it.
Even if he somehow did, you know he stole that from one of the hundreds of people they have silenced that have come forward with cures for everything from cancer, diabetes, all of it.
All right, let me play this real quick here.
If you could do anything at all, Joe, what would you do? I said I'd cure cancer. He looked at me like, why cancer? Because no one thinks we can. That's why we can. We'd end the cancer as we know it. If you could do anything at all, Joe, what would you do?
So the last thing he said was, we cured cancer as we know it.
Yeah.
He admitted that we have?
They have the cure.
He just went up to the podium and said he cured cancer. So.
Interesting. I wonder how this one's going to play out. Oh, he didn't mean it.
Remember, he also legalized men getting pregnant. So.
Oh, God, I wouldn't trust him.
We're all trying to figure that out.
Which, again, you cannot, if you are a male and you are delusional enough to think you can get pregnant, you cannot. Sorry, try again in your next life. You chose male. Press the wrong button, whatever. Speaking of Biden, did you see the DOJ is going after Texas? Because they put up buoys to keep illegal immigrants from coming over? I cannot believe that.
Yeah, so they're trying to keep illegals out of their state, and the president says, no, you're going to have illegals in your state.
So Greg Abbott responded to them, Texas has the sovereign authority to defend our border under the U.S. Constitution and the Texas Constitution. Texas is stepping up to address this crisis. We will continue to deploy every strategy to protect Texans, Americans, and the migrants risking their lives. We will see you in court, Mr. President, which he is completely right. It is literally the duty of our Congress members, our mayors, our governors, to protect our states from being invaded. And if the president is not going to do that, it falls on our people to protect ourselves. That is what the Constitution promises and grants.
And meanwhile, Eric Adams is going around now telling illegals not to come to New York because we're full here. He's actually doing that.
He'll get some more buses, don't worry.
Are they trying to turn New York into a literal Gotham?
Whatever they're doing, it's working for them.
Oh, they would love it if New York City turned into Venezuela. They don't care.
Anything to call in the National Guard. Which, as of right now, war seems to be ramping up between both China and Taiwan, Seoul, South Korea, and Russia and Ukraine. I believe it is this week they just started dropping the cluster bombs in Ukraine, or well, from Ukraine to Russia, I should say. People have been reporting bombs they haven't seen before going off. That's the only thing I can think. And then Russia responded by saying they're going to have extra carriers basically guarding their rice and grain transports through, I believe it was the Baltic Sea. I could be wrong on which sea. Again, geography and me, not best friends. But one of their main straits where they do trading, they're going to have extra guards. If that doesn't say something's about to ramp up, I don't know what does.
Yep, exactly.
Well, I'm just curious, though, how many Democrat voters are willing to go to war in Russia or China to support the Democrat Party?
Oh, you know, 100%. They would bring back the draft in a heartbeat.
Oh, I know, but you tell a 19-year-old they're going to go die in a war, I don't care what party you're on. They're not interested.
Oh, no, I completely agree. But if they think that they have to do that because they've brought up this draft again, how do you get out of it when they say you're a war criminal in a sense? Maybe not war criminal, but you're in trouble for dodging your draft. I forget what they called that. Deserter, maybe? But that was something people used to do because they didn't want to go to war.
Draft dodger, that's what it's called.
Okay. But what do you do when that happens? You can't legally get away from it because people are like, well, it's the patriotic thing to do. You should do this.
Well, they'll push for war now because it's against Russia. You know what I mean?
Yep. And they want it to get as bad as possible, I personally feel.
That's what they want. I think they're going to get it.
Your audio isn't doing that well, Vito.
Is it? Yeah, I've been having problems with my Bluetooth. I don't know what the hell's going on.
By the way, we opened up a mic for somebody else to join in.
Hey, gang, how's everybody? There
Hey,
you go. You know, I have to applaud Texas, and Abbott is right. The federal government protects the national borders. And you know, the national border is basically the water line around the United States. And of course, you got a border there along the north with Canada. But state borders are state borders. Mm-hmm. They are state borders. And as Abbott said, they are sovereign entities.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. They have their own constitution. They have their own legislature and governing body. And they have their own military, which is the citizens. Now, you can say the National Guard. Yeah, we can say that. But ultimately, it's the citizens. And the DOJ has no damn responsibility to tell Texas what I heard them say. They don't have to pay no attention to them. And here's the point, y'all. What are they going to do? What is the DOJ going to do to a Texas? In any other state that's foolish enough to allow its borders to be wide open to these invasions, then I don't know what to tell you. I really don't. Just think about it before you hear this mess and react to it. Just think about it. That's your border. That front door is the entrance to your house. That's your house, your space that you're in.
Amen.
Which we have
to
every right to protect. And the amount of people
the jump suck, I think that cook was banging Michelle Obama. He comes up dead, like Hillary Clinton's cook.
Part of me feels like they might have been cooking something a little illegal.
Yeah, you're right. What do you think about that, Vito? You think the cook was a Michelle wanted to have a strong virile man rather than the wimp in Obama that she's been having to put up with.
And that was, she had him off? He had him off?
Well, I tell you what. He looks a lot more muscular than and manly than Obama does.
Yes, he does.
He's such a nice lady, though.
Fact.
What? How are y'all feeling about Michelle possibly being a runner for the presidency?
I already spoke my piece on that.
Yeah, so did I.
I think he's gonna do it, no doubt.
God, I see it happening, but I hope not.
Yeah, well, I don't see any way where Grissom could beat Trump, but Big Mike can beat anybody.
I don't know. Would they be putting him in there to beat Trump, or would they be putting him in there to beat RFK?
No, Trump is their goal.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, if we got Newsom for a president, look out. If we got Newsom for a president, look out, y'all.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone will vote for him.
No, you'll have enough. Yeah, you have people that will vote for him because he has a D after his name. That's 40% of the population, regardless, without even thinking.
You're not wrong. But I am going to say with the way that party is so split right now, I think their vote's going to be – they're not going to have the numbers because they're going to have people voting all over the board.
Well, right now they're worried about this no-name party that they got. I mean, they're all the snakes of the heads on the same snake, but they're worried about the Democrat the no-name party taking votes away from the Democrat Party.
I mean, without how bad Biden has been, I don't know. I don't see people just voting Biden as much as they would have last year, or not last year, but last election. I feel like they're going to go, as you said, the no-name parties, the ones they don't really know of, the ones that just aren't either red or blue.
Yeah.
Then again, that's if they don't rig this one.
Proof, I see where Biden participated in another poll. Photo op was signing this commemoration for Emmett Till. But the thing that I ask is that just like they always made comments about Donald Trump's grandfather, it needs to be known about Emmett Till's father. He was a wife beater. He beat the hell out of Emmett Till's mother, Mamie. Many. He had a court restraining order against her. She had a court restraining order against him. And when he broke it, he came to court. And the judge gave him an opportunity to decide what did he want to do, go to jail or go to the military. Well, he chose the military. And at the time, blacks was being sent to Italy. Well, he gets to Italy, and him and another guy, and I don't know all the details, but I know enough of it. He raped two Italian white women, and I think one got killed out of that. So he faced a military court-martial, military justice, and he was lynched. He was hung, not a military, for what he done. That should at least be told. We want to tell both sides of the coin. We talk about that Trump in his grant that the apple don't fall too far from the tree. Well, let's talk about it all. I mean, that's what you have to do. You got to fight fire with fire.
I mean, if they were to do that, they would probably, they would turn it and be like, you can't bring that up. That was the past. That's not this president. And even if we sit there and say, well, exactly, Trump isn't this president. Like, Trump isn't this person. Like, there is a difference here.
Well, they tried to put the lady in jail because some woman was in a car in the dark. Nobody could see her. And apparently a voice came out of the car and said, he's the one. But was it her? And she didn't carry out the crime. It was dark. Maybe she made a mistake in identification. And guess what? She also experienced spousal abuse from her husband.
Mm-hmm.
And when he was the store owner, and the black women at the store that worked at the store, they said that he was the one too. Nobody gets into the real good juicy details of these happenings. His uncle Moses turned him over to the group of men. Well, would he not be complicit also, proof?
I would think so.
And why come this is not mentioned? Why did he go after this elderly white woman, wanting to put her in jail? I think she was, I don't know how old she was, past 80, I believe. And there's no definite proof about what she'd done, or supposedly had done. When people hear these things, they have to take it further than what's being said. You got to do some thinking, some critical analytical thinking. If it's good for a goose, it's got to be good for the gander.
Yep.
You know where I passed the mic.
Well, yeah, but now people don't know what a gander is.
Well, then, in other words, if it's not good for one goose, it's not good for the flock.
So, Bianchi, are you willing to give up your gas generator and your furnace and your water heater for climate change?
Not with my cold, shivering body.
Okay. Even if they tell you that you hate black people, if you're not going to give it in?
I would tell them they right. Some black people I do hate. They ain't worth the salt in their bread.
Mm-hmm.
Be more specific.
So here's one for you. So Brandon, he created a new permanent office of the COVID pandemic. So at any time, there could be a new round of medical martial law because that office that they said was temporary is now staying.
Well, if it worked the first time, wouldn't they not try it again? I mean, it's just like football. If you're gaining yards on the end of round play against your opponent, well, keep running. They can't stop keep running.
But they have to keep the COVID thing going because when it's time to get the retail, or not the retail, but the customer side of the CBDCs, that they will be able to maybe take your house away because you refuse to get the latest round of gene therapy.
Well, I don't put anything past them. Like I said, if it It worked fine
for them
last time around.
Well, why do you think they have 85,000 new IRS agents coming in? They'll be able to seize property because of something you said on your spy book page.
I thought they overturned that and they shut that down.
No, instead of 87,300 agents, there's now 85,600.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's all scam.
That's what Kevin McCarthy sold out for immediately.
Of course. I actually thought they reversed that decision.
No. They were trying to, but Kevin McCarthy failed to, when they were talking about a government shutdown, he's the one that stepped up and said, oh, I can't be called a racist, so I better just accept it. Even though everybody told him, no, you're going to stand up there and stand up for us, but he blinked the first time he could.
I knew he was being spineless and backing down over the debt ceiling and all of that. I did not know that was also part of the negotiation.
Oh, yeah. That was like the first part of the negotiation.
Oh, I missed it. I was focused on the debt ceiling at the time.
Yeah. And remember, he also gave an unlimited check, so there's not going to be any more debt ceiling discussions until 2025.
Yeah, but where is that money coming from? We don't have gold or silver reserves. Even if we had Bitcoin reserves, you're not going to have unlimited amounts of any of this.
But they have everybody on this phone call, though. That's all they need.
Well, you know, somebody was telling me, I was talking to a guy today, he's in the business. And when you go to drop off the receipts at the bank won't ID. Or if you go there with a $20 bill and want quarters, they want to see ID. What the hell you need to have ID to exchange a $20 bill for change? Or to drop off with a deposit slip, receipts from a business? Why do they have to have your ID? He told them, hell no, I'm not giving you my ID. And he was right to do that, I think.
Yeah, that makes no sense. Proof. And topic of you saying that he started keeping COVID as more of a...
Yeah, it's a permanent office now.
A permanent office towards that? So something that kind of offshoots this. Tom Renz recently had the Ohio representative Jennifer Gross on his show, and they were discussing a bill, at least in Ohio, HB 73. So the bill is 8 pages long, but it basically goes into protecting patients and their doctor relationship. So if your doctor, for instance, prescribed you ivermectin during the whole COVID thing, and their boards might now be... like the medical board might be suing those doctors, this bill will protect them to make those recommendations without their board being able to sue them. So at the very least in Ohio, even with this permanent COVID office coming about, you will have some form of protection. So throw your support in for HB 73 after you read it, of course, and see if you agree.
Well, only liberals will disagree with it.
Yeah, anything that's freedom or pro-choice of any type, which is hilarious because that's their whole...
Well, yeah, but if we're for it, they have to be against it. So if Trump came out and said he was banning guns, every liberal in the United States would go down to the gun store and get theirs.
I would say maybe Trump needs to take that stance just so that way everyone literally is armed, but I don't think I want all of them armed.
Yeah, I don't want them armed.
I'm scared of that thought.
When you have, we're here, we're queer, we're coming for your children, do you want those people armed?
God, no.
No, 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 no.
And the fact that they're saying that And people are like, oh, it's just satire. They're making fun of, you know, Republicans and their fear. But no, you do not mess with the kids. And that shouldn't even just be a Republican thing.
No, I get that. But look at what they're doing with RF Kennedy Jr. He's not even close to a Republican. But he
nope.
makes sense because he's what life used to be. And the left doesn't want that. The left does not want to return to normal Democrats. They want radicals.
Nope. Oh, you're coming in very quiet.
Hold on. Let me do something here.
Yeah, Vito, your audio's like a 2 out of 10.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell's going on.
Try again. Go ahead.
Is it better?
Yes.
Okay. As long as you can hear it better. Yeah, they don't want to go back. They don't want to go back to your South Democrats. They have an agenda. They have a Marxist agenda. And they are gonna plow through the fields with that.
Your audio is now like a 5 out of 10. So if there's a way to make it better, I don't know.
I feel like it keeps fluctuating.
Yeah, there's something. I don't know what the hell's going on with this. I got a new Bluetooth. I got this new Bluetooth set, and it's not working good. Anyway, I gotta try to figure this out. Let me run, and
all right.
If I can fix it, I'll call back. If not, I'll talk to you tomorrow. If anything.
All right. Yeah, Joanne will be with me tomorrow.
Okay. Bianchi, be careful.
All right.
Have a good
night.
Yeah,
you too, Vito.
Good night, guys.
All right, so where were we?
I don't remember. I think we were talking about the permanent COVID office.
Yes.
Need a second to rethink because my mind went blank when he was going to talk. And
well, I tell you what they're going to try. I see where LeBron James' son had a cardiac arrest incident.
Well, not just him. There was also I don't know if the guy was a soccer commentator. PSG. I'm not sure, but live on camera, one of the commentators, there were two on the field, he just falls over, like stiff as a board, and then just falls over, still smiling, everything, just gone. They were talking over the preseason tour that's about to happen. I think it was soccer, but this stuff is happening in our face every single day at this point, and people still don't believe it. And I was actually talking about, I don't know what, I think they call him Bronny, was LeBron James's
son? Yeah, that's his name.
Yes.
It's his 18-year-old child. Who was at practice for USC, just had a cardiac arrest in the middle of practice. As of right now, he's still in recovery. Of course, prayers go out to the family. I really hope that they come forward and, at the very least, let us know. Is this a possible vaccine reaction? I think so. But I don't know. Was LeBron James big on supporting the vaccine?
I would imagine he was.
Yeah, well, he came out at first and said that it should be a personal choice. Then Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and a few others got on him. And then he said, after careful research, I decided to be all in on these gene therapies for me and my family.
Which I can't believe careful research would have taken you miles away from it.
No, he just had to do that right after some people told him to shut your hole and know your role. That's all.
I'm super happy that Rob Schneider does not seem to be listening. He's been very vocal on a vaccine choice before COVID vaccine even came out, was a big thing.
Hey, David Spade, I saw starting to talk up now about that too.
I don't know David Spade.
Oh, he was there with Rob Schneider and started at Saturday Night Live.
Oh,
what
okay.
was that big? What was that TV show he was in after Saturday Night Live? Do you remember, Bianchi? I know he was there and on news radio after Phil Hartman was murdered, but he had his own show for a bunch of years.
No, I don't
NBC.
Remember that.
Oh, all right. I'll look it up. That's going to bother me if I don't name it, so I'll just look it up.
I know exactly how you feel. I have those moments.
Man, you had a lot of people drop dead. That's not being made mention. And it all has to be pointed at the damn vaccinations. But nobody wants to say that.
No, they don't. Actually, I've got a story over that. I was going to do the Brunson story first, but Dr. Peter A. McCulloch or McCullough, issues when there's two, never mind. Anyways, he's a medical doctor, was on the Epoch Times presenting research him and his team did, a systemic review of autopsy findings and deaths after COVID-19 vaccinations. So in an article that was published July 6th, the interview is over the article that was published. But anyways, on the Epoch Times, Peter McCulloch presented the study was done after he was contacted by a graduate from UN Michigan School of Public Health, where he is currently an admin. They had approval from the school to conduct a systemic review of all the published autopsies that was peer-reviewed. At that time, they brought forward 44 papers, but that had 325 autopsies that they had submitted to three of the doctors who were experts in multiple different fields, but at looking at pathology specifically, or pathologic specimens. All had evidence from the autopsies from the labs. They came to the conclusion 73.9% of all the cases they looked into, so 240 out of the 325 were directly due to or significantly contributed to by the COVID-19 vaccinations. All deaths occurred 1 to 2 weeks after vaccination. 50% cause were cardiovascular events. Some of the authors on the study were Nicholas Hauser. He was the graduate student that approached Dr. Peter about this. Dr. Peter was also the senior author. One reviewer was senior pathologist Roger Hodgkins, former president of the Royal College of Pathology of Canada, William Marcos, an oncologist and has the background as a radiologist, and Dr. Peter himself has cardiology background. Paul Alexander was the former White House advisor to President Trump. That's just a few of the authors and a little bit of their backgrounds. So The Lancet questioned this study and their methodology that they used. However, they couldn't find any actual papers they missed. They couldn't find anything that made their claim bogus. Dr. Peter went on to talk about, or well, over the vaccine, stating everything we have learned with the messenger mRNA vaccines and the other vaccines, but focusing on the mRNA, 75% of Americans took the shot, which is data from the COVID States Project, He stated, we know for sure now messenger RNA, the spike protein, causes heart damage, neurological damage like stroke, intracranial hemorrhaging, neuropathy, and John Barrett syndrome, which I looked up. For those who also don't know what that means, that causes inflammation of the peripheral nerves outside the brain and spinal cord, which happens when a person, their own immune system, attacks itself in their own nerves. This causes muscle weakness and sometimes paralysis. Dr. Peter continued, with its proven or been proven, they cause blood clotting larger than they have ever seen before, where they're finding the spike protein in the clots. People are non-responsive to blood thinners. They don't dissolve like normal ones do. It causes BRCA syndrome, which is an immunological disorder, like multi-system inflammatory disorder. And then he goes on to talk about some new news that they had discovered was the spike protein S1 and S2 segment found by the University of Pittsburgh. It interferes with two tumor suppressor systems in our bodies, P53 and the BRCA, the BRCA. In short, means our ability to keep cancer cells at bay are lost. And now Kevin McKernan has a paper out. He found it's cDNA, which is found in high concentration, contaminated many of the vials that they were studying. One of the sequences is SV40, which is known as a tumor gene promoter, meaning these shots promote cancer and inhibits its suppression. He goes on to state it's not been fully proven yet, but all the countries that did mass vaccinations have skyrocketing cancer rates from what they've currently studied. And recently published papers in the last 2 months show just two shots in the even distant past, so that's all you got were the two shots from the first rounds, a multi-field increase in retina arterial veins blood clotting that ophthalmologists can see in the eyes. They are a proxy to what's going to happen through the whole body. And that's, again, just two shots, which actually leads me to another. I didn't know how to bring this one up, but this kind of leads into it. There was a professor, Dr. Arnie Burkhardt, a German pathologist, presented an unsettling slideshow revealing that in vaccinated males, the spike protein from the COVID shots slowly over time completely replace your sperm. In the slides, to me, it looked like they were turning into these deformed red blood cells. They no longer look like clear sperm with tails. It mutated them. He goes on to say, if you are a fertile woman wanting to start a family, don't plan on it with a vaccinated man. The spike protein is in all of the tests. Almost no spermatypes in here, as he showed a slide of it again. He has the normal person, not vaccinated sperm, and shows those that are, showed the transition from person who got vaccinated and how over time their sperm count and all of that changed to how it was even the sperm shape, all of it. So it is definitely going after fertility for both men and women.
Well, a lot of that could be fluoride also, though.
You're not wrong. Fluoride does like to attack a lot of the neurological faculties. I'm not sure how it is on nerves. I've never looked into that. I do remember, I think it was 2010 or 2014 range, when I believe it was Harvard released a study over fluoride stating that they know it decreases the IQ of people by about 4% in general. It makes them more docile. I mean, there was a reason why Hitler used this stuff in his camps and made people apathetic at best.
So I was looking up that sitcom with David Spade. It was called Just Shoot Me.
I don't think I've seen that one.
Yeah, it would have bothered me if I didn't look it up, so I had to do so.
Completely understandable. How?
All right, well, we do have a brand new Tucker Carlson X today because it's no longer Twitter.
Yeah, before we go on to Tucker, can I ask you, like, why do you think that Elon changed Twitter to X? That's something I still don't
know. I have no idea.
Wish I could match the rest of his ventures that he had, probably.
Maybe. Okay, I'm down for Tucker. I'm still confused by the X myself.
Yeah.
Right,
well, I'm going back out of here.
All right. Thank you for calling in, Bianchi.
Have a good night.
Thank you, sir. Good night, ma'am.
All right. Let's see what Tucker had to say today.
As part of our ongoing, never-ending quest to find the few people in this country who are still willing to say what they actually think out loud, we wound up in Los Angeles recently with the rapper Ice Cube driving through his old neighborhood. Didn't expect that to happen. Here's how it went.
Dr. Dre came by this house. I'm going to show you. We're going to ride by. He used to live down the street from me. His cousin moved on our block when I was 12. He was 11. And his name is Sir Jinx. He became one of my producers when I went solo. Sir Jinx. He moved on the block, and then Dr. Dre was his cousin. So Dre came by a couple of times. It was cool, you know, to be able to see somebody who was actually making records.
Yeah.
We were still amateurs. Okay, not at this street, but the next one, make a left.
You want to get out there or you want
to... Yeah, we're not getting out because I don't want my pops to be like, what the fuck are you doing? All these people coming by my house. You didn't tell me.
Oh, your dad still lives there?
Yeah. Yeah, my pops still lives here.
How long has your family been there?
Man, since 1962.
These boys, they all grew up on this block, okay? That's my son. That's my son.
Famously, it's one of the tougher neighborhoods in the city.
So where are we?
Right now we're on Manchester. This right here, that's a cemetery where a lot of people in this area laid to rest right there.
Anyone you know?
Yeah, a lot of people I know. A lot of people I know. A lot of friends, you know, a few family members.
Out of all the kids I grew up with, at least 13 of them are dead. And that's before they even reach 21. I just turned 21, so, you know, I thank God that I've even reached 21.
Just the block I grew up on,
right here. Does this look the same?
It pretty much looked the same. You know, but it used to be, like, more trees. Like, every house had a tree in front of it, and... at some point, the city started cutting the trees out. They said that the helicopters couldn't see people. So they start...
What, the police helicopters?
Yeah, so they start cutting the trees out.
3 decades and billions of dollars later, it's still a tough place.
How do you think politicians in Los Angeles have done running the city?
It's pretty much the same people running it the same way. Politicians only really pay attention to the people that give them money. Everybody else is kind of an extra in their movie. We love you in the scene, but we can do the scene without you. You know?
Yeah, I do. Do you ever give money to politicians?
No.
Why?
I don't believe in politicians. Politicians have hidden agendas. They owe a lot of people a lot of favors. The more money you give them, the more you're listened to.
So you've never phoned for a politician?
I can't say that. You know, I've had hope and, you know, dreams that, you know, this guy is going to be the guy.
What did you think of Obama when he got elected?
You know, for the first time, I felt proud that America took that step.
Yep.
I didn't think they would ever do that. And so that was a moment in time. But then, you know, you look around, years go by, and, you know, not much change for people I know, people I care about.
We've had six major race riots on the president's watch. Race relations have plummeted to lows not seen since the Rodney King.
In Chicago, a toddler is now the latest victim of the city's deadly surge in gun violence.
But it didn't change with Bush. It didn't change with Clinton. It didn't change with other Bush, Reagan, Carter. It's so, you know, at the end of the day, it's still the same results.
So you're describing a symbolic victory?
Yes. In a lot of ways, yes.
And then came George Floyd and the beginning of what we were told was the second civil rights movement. If there was going to be liberation in the wake of the Floyd riots, this is where you'd see the effects.
3 years ago, a bunch of big companies put hundreds of millions of dollars into Black Lives Matter. Threw them a lot of money. Did that improve the neighborhood you grew up in?
Whenever you do that, most of the time it's a lot of people siphoning that money off the top.
Yeah.
And the kicker is a lot of people say they're going to give the money, but they don't even give the money.
They make the pledge and never write the check?
Yeah, they just get the article wrote. Everybody think they're great, and they never even give the money.
Big three.
These days, Ice Cube is in the sports business. He and a partner started a new professional basketball league called Big Three. Strangely, this is one form of black empowerment that the NBA doesn't seem to like.
It does seem like the Big Three, I'm not pitching your business, but it does seem like the idea behind it would be consistent with what the NBA says they're about.
Without a doubt. You know, the NBA is full of great slogans and they write Black Lives Matter on the court and they do all those things, but pretty full of shit when the rubber meets the road, you know?
Maybe that's why they put the slogans on the court, so they won't have to do anything. Just a thought, yeah. I don't know.
I mean, you know, it's as easy as saying we're going to donate $100 million to it. You know, it's like an easy thing to do. All they got to do is call up the graphics guy and approve the comp.
So you're starting to make me think this could be a scam. I'm just throwing that out there.
I'm just saying it's easy for them to put that on the court. It takes a little more effort to really care to work with a league like the Big Three. You know, you really got to want to make a difference.
The NBA is run by a cringing neoliberal called Adam Silver. Quote, "We're completely committed to standing for social justice and racial equality," Silver once announced. "It's part of the DNA of this league." And yet, according to Ice Cube, Adam Silver has done his best to strangle the black-owned Big Three in its crib.
When people think basketball, they think Silver, don't you think? Adam Silver, he kind of embodies the spirit of basketball.
Yeah, you know.
Was he what team did he play on during his career?
I think he played on the New York Lawyers.
Starting forward on the New York Lawyers.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I mean, he rode the bench. Come on, man. Rode the pine. Water boy.
You can see why Ice Cube is considered one of the least obedient entertainers in L.A.
I used to walk these streets. And
well, that's you.
The stars
you on the
stuff.
Bus.
Yeah. This was a trip.
Should we get out and say stars. Hi to them?
No. Nah. Unless they're going to give us a little money from the hood tour, life tours. You know what I mean? Break us off 20%, man.
The world's most dangerous group.
Yes.
So I noticed this about every year or two, I read some story about you, and the subtext is always the same, which is, you know, stay in your lane.
I wouldn't be here if I stayed in my lane. I just never wanted to have that life. You know, I never wanted to be controlled.
How many times have you been pulled aside by people who are trying to control you?
What they usually do is go talk to people that's in, you know, my circle.
Yep.
And try to get them to try to convince them that they need to convince me that I need to take a different position. So that's kind of how I get.
On what topics?
You know, it's been on, you know, the vaccine.
The Hollywood Reporter says actor Ice Cube is saying no to a $9 million payday because he won't say yes to the COVID vaccine. The actor and rapper was set to co-star in a new comedy, Oh Hell No, alongside Jack Black. But when producers requested all cast members get a COVID vaccine, Ice Cube backed out.
Why wouldn't you take the vax? You had a direct order to take it. You were told to take it.
Yeah, I'm not real good with direct orders. But on a whole nother note,
But it was a command.
They told you.
I mean, they couldn't have been clearer about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it was pretty clear. did you take it?
Of course not.
Yeah, no. It wasn't ready, you know. It was 6 month, you know, kind of rush job. And I didn't feel safe.
But they told you you were safe.
I know what they said. I know what they said. And I heard them. I heard them loud and clear. But it's not their decision. There's no repercussions if they're wrong. But I get all the repercussions if they're wrong.
Was it a tough call for you?
No. It wasn't a tough call. You know, I wanted it to be an example for my kids. You know, really make sure they didn't take it either. Show them that I want to stand on my convictions. And that I was willing, you know, to lose $9 million and more, because we probably lost more, you know, since then.
The idea is that people who stand on their convictions are heroes. They're brave. They have principles. You know, they're the people we look to for inspiration. But in this case, with this decision and these principles, you were not hailed as a hero.
No.
You were attacked.
Why won't you get the vaccine, man?
Hey, look, man, I'd just rather be myself than take that vaccine like you other 3 billion bozos.
I never told anyone not to get vaccinated publicly. That was never my message to the world. I didn't even want people to know whether I got vaccinated or not. I was pretty upset that even came out, because I was just going to quietly, you know, just not take it and deal with the consequences as they came.
Do you know anyone who was injured by the vaccine?
I do. And they suffer every day. And it's hard to watch. Suffering in silence is not the answer all the time. You know, sometimes you got to let people know what's going on so you can actually move the needle. Choose to be vocal. If it's true, why can't I say it?
Well, you can't say it because it is true.
There it is. Now, that's the problem with the world today.
There's no penalty for lying. No one's ever punished for lying. It's only telling the truth that gets you in trouble.
Ain't that something?
That's true.
Yeah, that is so true.
Thinking something is not a crime. Saying it is not a crime. You know what I mean? So I just tell what's real. You know, if the truth hurts, say ouch.
All right, so that was it right there. So that's what Ice Cube had to say.
I remember when he first started coming out, because they attacked him for that, and he was very vocal. Every time I saw him on an interview on that subject,
I give him props for that, because he's had to lose quite a bit. And, I mean, you heard it out of his own mouth. He knows somebody who suffers every day from it. So I'm quite curious, how much worse is it going to get? Because when this whole thing first came out, Bill Gates, even in one of his interviews, if you want to know the side effects of something, that usually takes 3 to 5 years.
Yeah.
Around the, say, 3.5 mark, roughly. And we're starting to see people seizing while driving their cars like never before. We're seeing 18-year-olds dying on the field or having to be rushed to hospitals because of cardiac arrest. Which, yeah, that you heard of maybe once in a great while. We literally have ESPN sports broadcasters falling over in cardiac arrest. And these are people who are extremely, extremely vocal over you getting your vaccine. We're at the point where we're seeing the outcome. And it's exactly what a good portion of the people predicted back when this whole thing first came out. And I don't know anybody who hasn't gotten it that is upset with not getting it. But again, I've got stories of actual pharmacists having reactions, and they wish they'd never gotten it.
Well, yeah, I've never once complained that that I didn't get my gene therapy.
It just makes me sick to my stomach when I think about some of the videos I've seen where, for instance, this really obese woman, and I'm not skinny. I have no right to talk on that. But this woman, she had her daughter on camera with her, and she was just like, guess what? Guess what they just did today? And while she's wearing a mask talking to her daughter in this video,
mm-hmm.
and the little girl is like, what? And she says, they just made it legal for me to get you the shot. And the little girl starts breaking down crying because her mother has not let her leave that house because
in
of how
2 years. Yeah, I know.
Now you've just poisoned your daughter, possibly could end up taking her life from her very early on, or her fertility. You don't know what you just had injected into your child. They still, to this day, do not have a vaccine insert, which just a normal vaccine insert is about the length and width of a 3-year-old. But this one still has intentionally left blank. I cannot wrap my mind around how people are okay with it. They research what high chair to use when feeding their child, what crib it has the least accidents, which, like, is Pampers going to make my kid's butt raw, or should I use a rewashable cloth? Like, these are the things parents get into. How can you not actually research this particular topic and just say, I trust doctors, or I was vaccinated and I'm fine? Meanwhile, you have asthma, gastrointestinal issues, fertility issues to the point the fact you're even having a kid is considered a miracle. Then growing number. Like, I come from a family of fertile myrtles, but me, my sister, all of my cousins have had massive fertility issues, which is, again, fertile myrtle family. That should not be something we hear of, but this generation, it's just not the same. Even women I have no blood relation to, but like married into the family, but they're still around my age, 30 to 40 range, the same as my mm-hmm. sister. They have fertility issues. They never thought they'd get pregnant, or they had to, after they hit 30, it's like their body rewired itself and they could just get pregnant at 30, but throughout their entire 20s, they couldn't, even if they tried. One cousin I had, she had to get these special shots every single day, and until she was 31, she wasn't able to get pregnant. And if she was, she always lost it because she had too thin blood stuff. Like her blood flow was too thin, which was something they're like, that doesn't normally happen, and it could cause blood clots that get rid of the baby and all this stuff. And we don't question it. We just accept it. This is not normal. Or I genuinely do not believe it is normal. Sorry to go on that little tidbit of a rant.
Oh, that's okay.
So I do have an update for the Brunson case.
Okay.
Which a couple weeks ago, I was wrong. They're not suing Supreme Court people. They were suing about 214 members of Congress. But anyways, the update from Loy Brunson, they're on their second petition, but this is historical. They have the Supreme Court clerk for 11 years with the council. They have to decide if a Rule 11 can be filed. It's the first that has been allowed, ever filed by a normal person, and first since the 70s at that. Rule 11 goes on to state his brothers brought up two federal lawsuits against several members of Congress and those who all certified the 2020 election without looking at the people's concerns over the election being stolen. They failed in their duties to investigate the vote for 10 days. They failed in upholding their oaths of office to the defend the Constitution. 145 members wanted to investigate. Loy states the lawsuit isn't about overturning the election, but going after the 388 members of Congress that allowed their massive breach in security to happen at all. They failed in their duties for violating their oath of office. Under Rule 11, the court has to determine the imperative public importance. They denied two petitioners so far, or two petitions, and another is about to be set in motion for conference. Trump himself even shared the brothers' case. Article 6 of the Constitution states clearly, they shall be bound by oath to this Constitution, and these members of Congress have given themselves immunity from that, which is a direct violation of their oath of office. Their move is to strip them of these protections and to hold these people accountable. You can go to loybrunson.com to send them a letter. So far, there have been 80,000 letters that have been received by the court system plus the Brunson brothers, so they know how many have been sent to who. Again, if you go to loybrunson.com, you can actually watch a little 5-minute video. It tells you what they're trying to do, and you can pay them to send in a letter for you, but you can still write it out and email it to them. And they will, again, they'll send it in. You just have to post it, basically. So that's an important one I would say everyone needs to keep their eye on.
Hmm.
Not really right, sure if this is...
Oh, go ahead. If you got something, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I'm not sure if this is like newsworthy, kind of is, but Pfizer recently bought a rival drug company, Arena Pharmaceuticals, for $6.7 billion. This particular company had products that treated the immune system, immune inflammatory diseases, which a lot of people were getting from the COVID injury anyways, from the shots. So Pfizer bought them out, and now they own the disease and the cure.
I can't believe these companies would be willing to sell their stuff to Pfizer. Like they just expect Pfizer to go legit all of a sudden.
I mean, some of these companies could have just had this medicine not realizing it was helping with that. And Pfizer approaches them and is like, here, I'll give you these billions and billions of dollars and we just take your company. I mean, who's going to say no to that when their board, their entire board is screaming at them? Take the deal. Take the deal.
Yeah, and then their product never sees the light of day again. But Pfizer paid for it to go away.
Yep. Another small thing to report on that I thought was really bad. Mika Brzezinski.
Brzezinski, yes. Her father was the big new Brzezinski.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, he was a big globalist, kind of like a George Soros type, and he passed a few years back. He wrote a book called The Grand Chessboard that explained why it's important to have all these little wars. And he explained how we were going to go into all these wars, and eventually we'd be on the doorstep of Russia with a Ukraine war. He wrote about it like 25 years ago.
Oh, look where we are.
Right.
They literally write about it and put it in our face, and people are still like, no, you're crazy.
Right.
Anyways, she on MSNBC in conference, or not conference, in concerns to Sound of Freedom, talking about Sound of Freedom. Good-minded citizens now believe in human trafficking, saying that it wasn't happening and that people are being lied to, basically, and they're believing in a conspiracy. So saying human trafficking does not exist.
After the movie now, they say it doesn't exist?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Just making sure.
And again, as I said, it was in reference to Sound of Freedom that she made this statement. I was like, you're kidding, right? But no, go look it up. MSNBC. Now, something I kind of found funny, because a lot of people want to be like, oh, well, America is this evil place because they're so oppressive to gay people. I just want people to know, recently a man in Turkey spent 20 days in jail for looking gay. Just for looking gay, he was arrested.
Yeah.
So I can't even imagine what they would do to him if he were to do anything related to what they do here in June. He'd probably be on a end of a rope.
Oh, take them to a pride parade.
Right? Oh, God, I don't know what they would do. I just want to state, people, if we were oppressive, like Turkey, gay people would probably be dead. Not you know, actually celebrated, not paraded around. They wouldn't have stores endorsing them left and right. They wouldn't have...
Wouldn't that beers willing to go out of business to support a tranny?
No, they wouldn't have any of that. But here we are in America talking about how oppressed we are and that gay people... Oh, God, I just can't. Like, for instance, with the Jason Aldean thing, they're trying to say, oh, well, that courthouse behind him was used in a 100-year-ago situation to lynch a person. Well, okay, well, that was 100 years ago. When's the last time you heard of a lynching?
Yeah.
Personally can't think of one. And I feel like there have been more things happen to gay people, honestly, in that regards, recently anyways, in comparison to the black community. I know I've still heard, like, people are setting crosses on fire and stuff, and that's stupid stuff that they shouldn't be doing. But I haven't heard of a lynching outside of a town hall since history class, I guess.
Right.
It's our small commentary. Oh, and Nobel Peace Prize scientist John Clauser was canceled for saying climate change isn't life-threatening.
Right.
That's
Yeah, you have to believe the agenda 100%, not even 99%. You better believe in everything.
And it just amazes me. An actual Nobel Peace Prize winner has been canceled for this.
Yeah.
Like someone we normally hold and say, this is someone of high esteem and high regard.
Well, don't forget, they canceled the former ex-vice president of Pfizer, Michael Yeadon. They canceled him. They canceled Dr. Robert Malone, the inventor of the mRNA vaccine. They said that he was giving misinformation about mRNA and he was lying about how it works. He's only the one that invented it.
Yeah, that happened like within the first few months of it coming out that they shut him down. I mean, it's the same thing with the PCR test. The man who invented it flat out said it can't tell you if you have that or not. Like,
right.
That's not what it was actually designed for.
And they canceled him and they told him that you could find out. He was lying. He really can tell you. He just doesn't want you to know.
Hey. And I remember the studies that they did have at that time were over, basically, it could tell you that a newborn child had the bubonic plague because it goes into a molecular level of testing, which gets scientific to an extent. I don't know all the science words to break it down to how I understood it, basically meaning you have everything in your genetic makeup and in your system. So with the right testing, which this is, you can have anything, is how I took that. Someone with way more knowledge on that subject wants to chime in. I totally support it. Oh, and just a little thing. Jamie Dimon is being drawn into the Epstein situation. J.P. Morgan was knee-deep in the whole affair. What was it? Deutsche Bank just settled for $300 million to try and get out of it?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have massive banks involved with child trafficking. and they're trying to say, oh, that doesn't exist anymore. The good people of this country are being brainwashed into believing that this is a real thing. Excuse me? What? But they say Epstein's banker had killed himself, so he couldn't put him for charges. Meanwhile, if you look into it, this guy actually worked with the J.P. Morgan Bank. He was one of the right-hand men to Mr. Diamond, who I believe is the one who actually owns J.P. Morgan at the time, or did he step down?
I thought he's still the CEO.
Okay, he might still be. I thought I heard something about someone stepping down at some point, but that could have been something else.
Speaking about hearing things, the 60-second buzzer just went off. So we're done here tonight, Caleb. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me. Have a good week.
Thank you for thanking me. Everyone else, I'll be back tomorrow. Please support the other shows on the network. It's not just the Proof Negative show here, but until tomorrow, hold on to the handrail, keep hope alive, and remember, only you can prevent forest fires. I am Proof Negative, and I am Proof Negative.